We have the gang from St George's School in, and we've got a new recruit this week. We've got another James. Morning, another James. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. We've got another James.
Yeah,
we've got to give you a nickname. Now, I've been chatting to you out in the green room, and you're like funny.
Yeah,
really, really hilariously funny.
I know.
So I know that you're going to probably want a nickname and need one. So can we give you a nickname? Because you've got, otherwise we've got two James.
Yeah, of course.
So have you got a nickname now?
Yeah, you can just call me Ghost. I like being called Ghost.
Suddenly it's very gone very cold in the studio.
Yeah, it has.
Why Ghost?
Well, put it this way. I'm a big Call of Duty fan. And I started playing Call of Duty since I was young, about 7, maybe. Somewhere around then.
Okay.
I've always been into console gaming ever since I was 6.
Wow.
And that's where my mechanics comes into it, because my dad used to own a, I think, 1980s, maybe 70s, Mark II Escort. It was under restoration. At the time, I was about 4, 5. And, yeah, he was undergoing restoration, but he couldn't complete it. And it was just sat in my nan's driveway, rusting away. And, yeah, me and him happened to be around it at the time. So I just started asking him questions, and I asked him, could you open the bonnet? And he said, yeah. So as soon as he opened the bonnet, I thought, wow, it's a 1.6-litre four-cylinder engine sat in front of me. And I thought, okay, let's ask him questions about it. So, because there was a part missing, of course I didn't know what the part was back then, but the carburetor was missing, so I thought to myself, Dad, what part is that missing? And he said, it's the carburetor, because he was going to get it running, but of course he was, I think he was doing the main jets in the carburetor.
Right.
So, yeah. So, yeah, afterwards I just decided to ask him more questions about the engine, but later on, a few years passed, I didn't think much of it, and he eventually sold it for £100, although in this day and age, going on eBay for about £4,000, they would have, part restoration would have topped £4,000, and
I hope he spent that £100 wisely.
Yeah,
hey, look, do we ever get to know why you called Ghost?
Yeah. Well, as I said before, massive Call of Duty fan.
That's it. That's the reason why.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. And then we went off on cars, because I know you're a big, you want to be a mechanic. When you, you'd use the term out there in the green room. You wanted to, when you grow up, you want to, how old are you now?
16.
You're 16. So, I mean, we had a young man in yesterday, funny enough, on the four-piece course, who's got his own garage. He doesn't work at the moment. He does a lot of stuff at college, but he's got his own garage, and he fixes people's cars for him. So
how old is he?
He's 21.
Wow.
So maybe we'll get him to come in one Thursday, and you can hook up maybe, and maybe he may need someone to come around and make the tea one Saturday morning when he's fixing somebody's car. Because it all stems from there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Just like you, I'm picturing you back in the day when the bonnet went up and you said, "Here, Dad, there's a bit missing." I'm just thinking, genius, that is. It's got the bonnet up and you've already told him what's going on with the car.
And also another thing to go as well with the car also.
Hang on, before we do that, just remember I'm asking the questions here. I'm doing the interview.
Okay.
Just tell us a little bit more about you. Whereabouts are you from on the island?
Well, interesting question, because, I was actually born in Southampton Hospital.
Wow.
And I became very ill, to say the least.
Okay.
And I had a lot of problems because I was very ill, and, well, needless to say, I was in, in hospital for I think about 4 months, something like that, and I eventually came out with a few scars, shall we say.
Okay.
Battle scars from the operating table.
Whereabouts do you live now? I mean, what town do you live now?
I live in Freshwater.
Freshwater, right, okay.
Yep.
Okay, you lived there most of your life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Apart from the 4 months you was in hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, when you were in Southampton?
Yeah.
And born over in Southampton, but were your parents here living on the island at the time?
Well, another interesting question.
I'm full of them.
My mum actually originated from Cambridge. She came from...
Right.
Her parents came from Cambridge and, well, they decided to come down. And, yeah, that's how my mum met my dad, because my dad was born on the island. And, yeah, so she came down from Cambridge and she met my dad, and in about mid-2000, I was born.
There we are. I've got one more question before we take a break.
Yep, go for it.
You're a car man. You like your mechanics and so on and so forth. If you could own any car, what car would you have?
Very interesting question. Because, well, the car I would like to have and always have done through my childhood is a Subaru Impreza. Always loved them. Know nearly every single thing about them since they rolled off the production line in the 1960s.
So that's what you're going to have then?
Yeah.
What was it again? A
Subaru Impreza.
Impreza.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's a Japanese automaker. They're made in Japan from the 1960s onwards, but the certain model I like is in the 90s. The one I would have is a 1998 spec Subaru Impreza GC8, originally built in Fuji Heavy Industries in Japan. And there is also a UK spec, the mid-2000 Impreza as well, that was actually originally built in the UK.
Crikey, you know your cars, don't you?
Oh, yes.
To the point where you're going to be doing some Formula One stuff for the St. George's Dragons Day takeover on a Saturday, aren't you?
Yep, that is.
Who's your favourite rider?
Well, my favourite driver is, well, maybe Lewis Hamilton, I'm not quite sure. Because from what I've heard about Hamilton, I'm not so sure at the moment.
Okay, all right. We'll revisit that question at some point, okay? Very soon. We're going to bring in the rest of your team in a wee while. We're going to be chatting to them as well. The other James. So can we call you Ghost?
Yeah, of course you
Ghost
can.
Ghost James. Ghost James is how you'll be known from this point onwards.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Of course I am.
Okay, all right. And we'll also be talking to George a little bit later as well.
Okay.
And the other James. It's complicated.